This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu and it's Enterprise. It's also a la carte Tuesday. Take the essential morning beverage and fuse it with the king of all fruits and you get durian coffee. I've tried more than 40 types of durian infused coffee. The man behind Love of Durian White Coffee really gave their right arm to make their durian coffee nothing but the real thing. Managing Director of Love of Durian, Benson Wong, is here with us today to share with us the story behind establishing a new category of Malaysian breakfast coffee. Welcome, Benson. Good to see you. And of course, I know Benson because he's got many other businesses, one of which is publishing, of course, you know. And so now we're talking about your love of durian, right?
Yeah.
You are obviously from another business.
Correct.
How did you get into this, you know, this particular area of business, the FMCG, durian coffee?
Yeah, I'm always a coffee lover. I love to drink coffee. And in fact, in my book number 8, I talk about a special and billionaire and entrepreneurship, because I always have coffee time with those successful people and then or chat over the cup of coffee. And and even during my medical time, I drink a lot of coffee as a practicing doctor.
Yeah.
So coffee is always my thing.
Dr. Benson Wong, sorry.
Yeah. And in 2014, November, some partners approached me and said, hey, let's do coffee. And then I check around with my friends who are in this business and they say, hey, we are moving to the real bean and no longer doing instant coffee. And after 7 months, my partners keep on pushing me, the Lim brothers pushing me and say, hey, let's try this. And there's a big market in China and Hong Kong. I said, what is this? This durian coffee. So I said, okay, if we want to do it, we must have to find out the niche. How can we enter into this game?
Yeah.
So we spent 7 months running all over Malaysia, buying all the brands from Penang, Taipei, Ipoh, Malacca, in fact, Bangkok, Taobao, Alibaba, Tmall. So we gathered all the 44 brands and said, oh my God.
There are 44 brands.
44 brands of durian coffee.
You want to go into this space.
Yeah.
Siao.
Yeah, siao. So we gather a place and we buy so much of another brand of coffee, Starbucks coffee. We said, if we want to benchmark, we must be better than the other brands. So we tasted a lot of coffee, sit together with our chemists and say, how can we find a niche? And we found out that a lot of them are using fragrance.
Mm.
So it's durian fragrance. It's not the real. So I said, is it possible to have a real durian, a Malaysian thing to put into an instance, but without preservative?
Mm.
So that took us a lot of time to find out the source. So we have to really went to Pahang, Bentong, talk to the farmer, buy a durian and do the research. And there are so many types of durian. And you say, I'm from other industry. So I was like spending so much time learning about durian, Kampong durian, D24, Musang King and whatnot.
So you have to try all this durian.
Try all durian which can be mixed with coffee. So we bought all this back and worked with a factory in Shah Alam and we found a process called freeze dry. So we make it so dry that there's no more water into it, and then we mix into powder, mix with coffee. And for D24, naturally, it's actually a bit sweet. So we can reduce the sugar content, which that is one of the niche we found. So the real durian powder, because of the D24, so it's less sugar, less sweet.
I see. Yeah, so in the end, D24 is what we get in that durian coffee.
Lovia coffee, yes.
Okay, Lovia coffee. So 40 types. So your research was trying out all the instant coffee packs and then also trying out all the durians.
Yeah.
So 7 months. What was the investment like?
The initial investment was about 5 digits, but until we went into production, because we have to keep stock, durian is seasonal. Mm. So we can't go into Musang King and also Kampong durian.
Mm.
D24 is quite stable, so we can have 6 months from Johor, 6 months from Pahang. So it's one whole year, because we are into export business. So I need to make sure that our stock is always there.
Okay.
It come up to 6 digits when we talk about packaging and all sort of things. Yeah.
Okay. So now, right now, in terms of your business, it's largely for export market
Export market. We have two SKU, two stock keeping unit. One is called Breakfast Coffee for local. One is for Durian Coffee. Durian Coffee is more onto the tourist spot in Malaysia, Jonker Walks, Armenian Street, Batu Cave. And also export to various Asian countries.
And of course, one day you'd like to be at the airport as well.
Of course. There is a place where we love to see the tourists bring up the durian because my packaging is 3D.
Okay.
So it really looks like a durian and not those.
And you might hurt yourself because it's very sharp.
there's no spiky packaging.
Okay. Now, going into FMCG, competing with 40 other brands, right? How difficult is that?
Not 40 over durian coffee.
Yeah.
If you're talking about coffee, there may be a lot other more. So we are thinking of how can we find a niche besides just using the real durian. And I think the coffee itself, I'm still selling coffee. I mean, the durian is just one of the gimmick to add on. Yeah, the coffee is still people who love it and they will be coming back for the repeated business because they love the taste. And we created the five senses propositions: the touch, the visual. So that's why we have a video, and then the hearing. We have a sound, we have a music, and the video clip to go with the coffee. And a lot more times, we are using emotional selling for this product because we have no way to fight with the big boys in terms of celebrity endorsement and whatnot. So we really have to think of a creative way from the packaging itself to
to. So you've got your main pack there, right? Yeah. Like, how much does that cost? Like, one box and how many?
There's 12 sachets.
Mm-hmm.
Normal packing in the market is about 10 sachets. So we say we want to give 20% more. So it's 12 sachets. And those who are using fragrant, they are actually about 18 grams to 20 grams. But we can't do it that small size because we have add in the real durian powder. So minimum for us is 35 grams each is sachet. So it's selling at 38.80.
Okay, for 12 sachets,
But that's local price.
Okay.
For East Malaysia, it's slightly higher. And for export, if those people found out that the price in Hong Kong is crazy, it's about HK$200 pack, one BG.
Okay. So how did you know that there is a trend happening in Hong Kong and China that they like durian coffee?
I think this is not the current trend. This has been a while. They have learn how to drink white coffee, and people from China buy a lot of coffee from Macau, from Hong Kong, and then there's another trend coming in with ginseng and all those tongkat ali. So durian is currently the new premium thing for them. So they have durian steamboat and durian pancake and a lot of durian mooncake. So durian coffee is also one of the premium thing
Are you worried that it'll just be a trend and not something that will be there forever?
This trend might be seasonal for 8 to 9 years. That's why this is only one third of our businesses. We have two other types of coffee to cover the entire business model.
Okay. Yeah. What are the other two types of coffee?
We have another one called breakfast coffee. Mm-hmm. This is selling in local, and it's actually a mixture of brown rice with Arabica. So can I tell a bit more about this breakfast coffee? Mm. Actually, I created this coffee for myself because very busy schedule, meeting a lot of people, early morning, send my daughter to school. So I was thinking, I have no time for roti canai and nasi lemak. So I said, asked my chemist, can you add some rice into the coffee? He threw the file and then she walked out from the office. I said, let's do it.
Yeah.
He said, Benson, siao. So we tried to put in brown rice because same concept, reduce the sugar content. Naturally, brown rice is already sweet, and they have a special fragrance from the brown rice.
Yeah.
And it mixes well with Arabica and Robusta bean. So I thought that product is actually quite perfect. I love it. I drink it every morning. Sometimes I drink 6 glasses a day, and because no time for lunch and whatnot. But I just felt that there's something missing. So I have a couple of friends, Datuk Lee and the wife, and they love to drink certain alcohol. So we tried to push him with other things, but he said, no, I like this black color malt alcohol. Then I went for Googling and they said, oh, I found that there's high content of vitamin B in that thing. So I said, why not we put vitamin B into the breakfast coffee? Because in nature, vitamin B helps us to distress. So if you're driving in a traffic jam like this morning, so you have a breakfast coffee, you are alert and then you feel full and actually you are in good mood.
Right.
So imagine students who are going for exams, people coming for interviews, it actually make you calm with the vitamin B complex. And so I myself is Benson. So Benson's Arabica bean, brown rice and vitamin B, this 4B. So I was thinking, how can I combine this 4B together? There's nobody going to buy a 4B coffee. So I asked my mentor, Dr. Michael. Dr. Michael said, you know, when we went to this hotel breakfast, they will ask you, sir, do you want a coffee or tea? So when you say tea, they will say, we have chamomile tea, we have jasmine tea, we have English breakfast tea. But there's nothing in the market called Malaysian breakfast coffee.
Right.
So that's how the breakfast coffee come about. So we brand this, we call our lawyer, Chris Tan, and say, can you brand this? He said, oh, no, this common word, you can't trademark common word, but with a logo, then you can trademark. So we trademark the logo, the breakfast coffee logo.
And that one is sold in
locally, a lot in the universities, in offices, pantry, OCBC Bank, and one every
so
floor.
Not in supermarkets?
This is true. We are now using online because we are able to track the sales and then the free delivery from 11th Street and from Aeon Shopu. So they are doing very well in terms of delivery to
okay.
offices.
Okay, so do you hope to one day with the MBC anyway to have it in supermarkets?
In terms of the packaging, at this moment, we can't do it in the supermarket. Because,
oh.
Yeah. Because I have two distinct packaging. The durian one is 3D.
Mm.
So if in a supermarket, high traffic people, then they may damage the packaging, then they will claim from us. And for my breakfast coffee, it's actually a recyclable kitchen can. You can actually, after taking out the sachet, you can put in tissue paper, your utensils. So it's a quite unique packaging. You need certain care.
Okay.
That. So tourist spot is okay. Online, they send to your office and shop is okay.
So you've purposely chosen these channels instead, lah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit about the production behind making the coffee. I love a durian. I'm here with Benson Wong from Love a Durian. Stay tuned to A La Carte Tuesday. This is Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Brewing Financial Minds. BFM 89.9.
It's A La Carte Tuesday. Good morning. Frida Liu here. Benson Wong, Managing Director of Love a Durian, Sundaram Berhad. They're talking about their durian white coffee. You know, earlier we were talking about how he had to experiment over 40 types of durian. I didn't know there were so many types of durian in Malaysia anyway. And then before you came out with this, D24 works best. Huh? All right. So, and then also, so when you talk about the packaging, right?
Mm.
One thing is very interesting. There's a 3D aspect to it, right? And then is that one of your, do you feel that that's one of the great marketing tool?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So what happened is this has become a case study since 2015. In fact, my university and friends, they are using this as a MBA case study for branding because I have no brand on the cover. There's just a 3D durian per se, a green color like a real D24, and you don't see a brand, you don't know whether it's a coffee or a chocolate,
yeah.
or is you're selling a dry durian kueh or something.
Oh,
so it's just a
package. So someone
3D.
Would just want to take it and then look.
Yeah, they have to take it and then they have to turn around and say, oh, this is actually a durian coffee packaging. But this helped us a lot, especially for a startup, because I wanted to create noise whereby I have to put so much money into the production, buying durian and the freeze dry and the packaging. I have not much money for A&P. So I was thinking, how can I come into this market using the guerrilla way, the social media way? So I created this cute packaging, and within 6 months after we launched in 3rd of December, and we have received
2015
2015,
okay, yep.
And we have received almost 2,000 over photos of people taking this 3D durian pictures and send to our Facebook and some posts in Instagram. So I thought that is quite effective for us to promote people talking about this durian. And we have some models and celebrities who are actually endorsement for other coffee, but they still can take picture with us because there's no brand. This is a durian. It's promoting durian. It's made in Malaysia for the world. So I'm branding the whole Malaysia King Food as just a product.
Why did you want to go into durian? You could have done Nangka. Also very nice. Right? Maybe you need more paper.
Yeah.
Or Chiku or Cempedak.
I think it's the taste and also the market demand. And now because, as I said, this is like a premium product for them now. And I was just coming back from Guangzhou. When I fly there, everyone in the plane is taking a lot of hand luggage, about 7 kg. All those are coffee. So I was like, wow, there's a lot of
potential there.
To work harder to export this.
And it's true, right? When you look at it, it is a conversation piece. People will start looking at it and talking about it as well.
Yeah.
It is halal certified, and that's because you work with a factory that is
correct.
Halal certified.
Not only the factory, the chemist is have to be halal because even though in China, I just went to Xi'an. Xi'an have 31 million population. It's even more than Malaysia. 8 million population are
Muslims.
Halals. And I was just talking to this boss who owned 60 chain of burger stalls. They are trying to take our products, put in as one of the coffee. And if it's without halal, I have no way to talk to them. So this is one of the niche for us, besides just the durian and the packaging. I think come back to the taste and the certification is also one of the things.
So it wasn't difficult to get a halal certification in this
case? It's quite difficult because we have to work with an experienced factory and they have a lot of processes to go through and take us 8 months to file in the halal for just one product.
Okay.
And there's, of course, there's a lot of fees to pay and staff and whatnot.
If you talk about your initial investment in the business, I mean, not so much there's R&D, then there's marketing, there's packaging and all these sort of things. Yeah. Right? Where would the bulk of the investments be to start this?
The products. And the packaging cost is actually a lot, because if you choose to use plastic packaging, then it's much cheaper. So this is like a purely 3D printing, and I have to laminate with another plastic, so it can tahan longer. Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what is the value of this industry, or are you feel that this is a whole new area, that there is, you know, the sky is the limit in that sense?
I was just reading these articles in Facebook. They were saying that the number one biggest turnover business in the world is actually tourism. It's $1.47 trillion USD. Guess what is number two? It's coffee.
Mm.
$1.11 trillion USD.
Okay, so you want to marry tourism and coffee?
Tourism is number one.
Right.
Coffee is number two. So that is to my surprise that people actually drinking coffee, and I'm sure there's so many chain out there. So combining all this, including the machine and the bean, is $1.11 trillion USD per year. Mm. So this is how I come with the target for my team. We want to sell 1 billion sachet.
Okay, by when?
The fastest.
Okay, so that is the objective, to get the billion sachets. Yeah. So, I mean, it's very interesting. If you say tourism is number one and coffee is number two, then you can, when the tourism come in, they will love. So, what were some of the unexpected challenges in doing this?
I think we conquer the five senses, the visual, the smell, the touch, and the song, the hearing. I think the hardest is the taste. Mm. Taste is very subjective. Yeah. Even though before we launched, we have given multiple cell group 20 to 25 years old, 25 to 30 years old, 30 to 35, until 45, 55. And we get multiple feedback. This one, kurang manis. This one, not enough gao, not strong enough. Mm. The taste, this too sweet. It also depends on how much water you add on. Yeah. 150 ml, 175 ml. Then you tell me this is very diluted. Mm. Your durian, this is too strong. My whole kitchen is durian. Yeah, so it's very hard to judge the taste.
Mm.
But this is only one third of my business.
Mm.
So people who love durian will not go into durian coffee.
Mm.
People who love coffee will stay with black coffee with no sugar and milk. Only people who are willing to try and tourists and people who are overseas that cannot get hold of durian, then they will love
this product. So even you say that very subjective taste, so then how do you then decide, okay, we'll just have to go with this one?
Yeah, we just have to go with this one after after the 2,000 old people, right? We found that this taste is correct and I myself love it. I'm Malaysian, so if I love it, I think generally this is maybe 85%, right? Less sweet, okay. D24, naturally already sweet, so we don't put in so much sugar. There's not much complaint. People talking about, wow, your instant coffee are very fattening and kind of thing. And we just have to go with this. But the key is still the coffee.
Mm.
It must function as a coffee. The aroma have to be there.
Okay, and then but at the same time a bit of durian in it,
correct,
right?
Yeah.
And then so you were saying that you have two key products. This is the durian and then the MBC.
The breakfast one.
The breakfast one. So these are two.
Yeah.
So this is when people want to buy your love of durian also, so it's not available in supermarkets. So you've got it on 11th Street.
11th Street and Aeon shopu.com.my.
Okay.
That is for local. But for tourists, I have this company who is also one of the startup. They work with all the hotel and Airbnb. It's called took online. Initially, when the boss approached me, I thought, hey, are you selling Dato' shit or what? No, no, no. We are. It's called Dato' Online. Even it's so simple that the apps, you can go online. They promote through all the Airbnb and the hotels.
Okay.
So we covered these three channels. Mm. But physically, we have stores in Penang, Armenian Street, Jonker Walks, Batu Cave, and a lot of places, tourist spot, where the tour guide will do the magic. To promote. Okay. And for Hong Kong and Macau, these people are fantastic because they are using WeChat. So it's another platform to order. So they will just take bulk order, like 20, 50, and together, okay, 1,000. Then they will order from us and we will ship to them.
So you've been around since December 2015. Have you covered the cost of your investment yet?
Yes. So after the third batch of our productions, all those is coming back, and now it's rolling on the new batch. Mm. And I already keep stocks for Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year just peak, the sales just gone up because people packing it with a hamper.
Ah.
So after Chinese New Year, then I have another marketing for Valentine's.
Okay, yeah. And so Valentine's. Each batch, you say this is the third batch, but each batch, how many would you be making?
100,000 sachet. Mm. We order about 100,000 sachet per batch. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's it. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about your future plans in just a moment. I'm here with Benson Wong from Love a Durian. You're listening to A La Carte Tuesday on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Breakfast for Masters, BFM 89.9.
Good morning. And yes, it's still A La Carte Tuesday. Benson Wong from Love a Durian is here, and he does white coffee. I love a durian white coffee. Using D24 and using durian dry powder, basically. Durian
freeze-dry.
Freeze-dry.
And the powder. Yeah.
Okay, so, and then of course, we're talking about how, you're looking at very much at the export market as well. Now, you also did a launch in Sabah recently and got into the Malaysian Book of Records. Yeah. What did you do?
Initially, when we export, when we ship our products to Sabah with my local dealer, and we felt that we are so welcomed by the locals, people, and tourists. And in fact, they have 16 direct flights from China per day. So I was like, oh my God, this
they're not coming to Kuching. Anyway,
Kuching Miri Bintu will be in March. In March. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were like so welcoming by the locals and. And the tourists love it, and the sales boom up in Sabah. I said, okay, we need to do a launch in Sabah. We work with Surya Sabah Mall in conjunction with the coming Chinese New Year Festival. And we do 5 events in a day. So we want to get into the market. And my style is before we actually make money, we give back to the society. Mm. When we film the video in Sabah Tea Garden, in Sutra Harbour, in this North Borneo Railway, the train, we actually visited a lot of old folks and orphanage home during the process of filming our video. And they like us. They like us. And we felt that we are so happy doing this. So then we discussed with the team and come up with a hand gesture and said, can we get most people to understand this? Why are we here to talk about this? So I come up with a tagline called Passion of Giving and the Joy of Receiving. The joy of receiving might not be in a monetary form, can be happiness and whatnot. And so I called up MBR office and they said, okay, to benchmark, you need to hit at about 1,005 hand gesture within 8 hours. So I said, okay, let's do it. So on the 19th last week, we managed to get 1,608 people who are doing this hand gesture, local and the tourists. So we got the MBR records for this. And that is just the starting point.
Okay, so this is a bit like the no sharp spin. So they all had a hand gesture. So you try to do something.
Correct. So it's like a positive energy whereby we wanted to start it off in Sabah and then spread back to Peninsula and all my dealers in Hong Kong, Macau, Taiwan and China doing this hand gesture. It's like an energy kind of thing to lead with it. Because it's creative way of marketing the product. When people look at this hand gesture, they will think, oh, this is from the durian coffee guy.
Okay, so Chinese New Year, people are using it for hampers. I'll bring one home for my mother as well. It's for Valentine's Day, what are you doing?
For Valentine's Day, I work with one of the factory, Dr. Leong from Leong Yin Pastry, to create a heart-shaped tart with mixed nut, macadamia nut, pecans, cranberries. So I will package this together with my breakfast coffee. So because coffee is more about courage to pursue your dreams, to have the kind of sweet moment when your girlfriend make a breakfast coffee for your boyfriend, the mother do it for the son, the staff do it for the boss. So it's a very courage and a happy moment. So I thought this is a nice timing to market it during the Valentine's Day and together with the tart, yeah.
Okay, so in terms of future plans, what will you be up to? Increase production?
Increase production, look for more channels, people who are doing cafes. They actually created this iced Lovia durian coffee where they use those cocktail shakers. They put in hot waters and then they make like the usual durian coffee. And then they add in coconut or vanilla ice cream and then add on with Oreo shake. It's like so crazy and it's like a dessert drink already. And it's totally different from our SOP. Our SOP is hot water.
Right.
But in Changkat Bintang, it's like those bartenders, they make fantastic iced Lovia durian coffee. And coming back to the future plan, durian coffee is actually 1/3 of the business. Breakfast coffee for people who are in offices, in corporate, in university, is another 1/3 of business. And for those people who really love espresso, black coffee, so there's the next plan where we're trying to do orange espresso. There's only orange and black coffee. So there's no sugar. And we already fine-tuned the taste. We managed to get 1 cup of espresso equals to one orange.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is the next product.
And that will be also in a packet
in
form
a
as well.
In a sachet form.
When will that be available?
I think second quarter of 2017.
Because we are still
looking into the packaging, whether should I go into this 3D orange, the giant orange packaging or thinking of something else.
I know, I'm just thinking there's a lot of money put into packaging and you feel that that's worth it. That's an important part of marketing.
Correct, because people spread for you, people talk about these products and people love the packaging and a lot of consumer behavior buy because of the packaging, like how people buy perfume because of the packaging, people buy masks because of the packaging. So that is also one of the ways where we can't go into the mainstream for billboards and all these things to advertise, but we want to get this product into the market. So for startup, I think creative packaging and a lot of stories to tell, hand gestures and charity events, and these are the things that create a lot of hypes for
buzz
people to talk about your brand and your team morale is actually happy because they see so many activities. Your dealers also happy. For foreigners, they thought that, oh, you are actually paying a lot of attention into your business. Like my Hong Kong partner says, wow, you guys are really very focused.
So a different kind of engagement, different kind of marketing.
And that image, money can't buy.
Okay. And you, of course, leveraging on social media, which I know you are king in that area. Thanks for being with us. Benson Wong, Managing Director from Love a Durian, Sunir Berhad, talking about his white coffee. You've been listening to A La Carte Tuesday on Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.